That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. Ouch. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Do want to remind you that tonight the dining room and kitchen will be closed as they are hosting the Norton County Honor Hunt festivities at the Norton Eagles this evening. So normally they would be open tonight, but they are not going to be open this week because they are hosting the Norton County Honor Hunt festivities. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There'll be increasing clouds with a high near 42 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 18. On Friday, increasing clouds with a high near 37. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of flurries before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 44. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 51. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 55. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 62. Currently, with sunny skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind is out of the north at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.91. The dew point is 20 degrees. And the current wind chill is 22 degrees. It is 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday, November 30th party line. I am Natalie, and I am here this morning, of course, with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing good. It's kind of a nice morning. You know, it's only 32 degrees right now, and it's supposed to be colder today throughout the day, only 42 for our high. And windy. Okay, first I'll give you the wind warning. Please be very careful because we are still so dry out there. So we are supposed to have winds up to 30 miles per hour today. So be careful. No throwing cigarette butts out your car window or on the ground. Be careful of any kind of a spark or anything that could produce a spark or anything like that. And if you're out driving around in the fields, be really careful about that too, because it just takes a small spark from your muffler or any part of your engine to start a fire, as dry as we are. So just take all your precautions, be very careful, but have a beautiful day today. 42 degrees, a little chillier, but it does not feel as cold out this morning.
No, it doesn't.
I didn't think at all. So that's really weird. It's supposed to be colder today, but I'll take it. Weird, not, I don't care, as long as it doesn't feel cold. Let's see. Don't have a lot going on this morning, so you want to just get started?
Yes.
Okay, let's do trivia. Trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. You can also stop in and visit our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. Remember, at our Norton Pizza Hut, they do deliver from open to close. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But once you pick it up, you do have 30 days to use it. We are usually gone from 11:30 to 3:30 in the afternoons. So if you want us to leave it for you on the door, if you need to pick it up between those times, hey, we do that all the time. Just give us a call and let us know. We'll be glad to do that. Just be aware that when we do leave it on the door, you have a week from the day that we leave it for you for an expiration date. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia. Guess what? You'll win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so today is, let me get the wording right. It's National Mississippi Day. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
M-I, cricket letter I, cricket letter I, humpback I.
Yep. Mississippi. That was one of the first things I've learned how to spell just because it was so fun to spell.
M-I.
So I'm going to ask you a question about Mississippi. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378. So Mississippi's official nickname is both the Magnolia State and what? Mississippi's official nickname is both the Magnolia State and what?
No, I know. I'm just directing.
Unless there you're familiar with Mississippi. 785-877-3378. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi. Is it the hospitality state?
It is the hospitality state. Who is this?
Jane Burton.
Good job, Jane. Hey, you just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Yummy delicious.
Well, thank you so much, Jane. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's the hospitality state. It really is. I've been through Mississippi several times. They really are some very nice folks. So the magnolia is also their state tree, and the magnolia blossom is the state flower. Magnolias are beautiful.
They are absolutely beautiful.
The nickname of the hospitality state comes from the pride of Mississippi regarding Southern hospitality. And Mississippi took its name from the Mississippi River, which originates from the Indian word Mississippi, meaning great river or father of waters.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that either.
I didn't either. Hey, but
now Jane, we're educated.
We are educated, but Jane, she didn't even need that from us because she knew the answer. So good job, Jane. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. We're going to break for our open market report, and that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network, taking a quick look over at the mercantile. But first, it's another slow start to the morning following scattered sales every day this week. Some asking prices remain firm around 176 in the south and 276 in the north. Beef cutouts are expected to be lower with light to moderate box movement. Looking over at the mercantile, December live cattle down 175 at 170.15. Feb down 202 at 171.45. January feeder cattle down 277 at 219.42. March down 270 at 221.57. December lean hogs currently up 10 cents at 69.07. February up 90 cents at $71. At the Board of Trade, December corn up 7 cents at 456 and 3 quarters. March up 6 and a quarter at 481. January beans down 3 and a quarter at 1344 and a half. March beans down 2 and a quarter at 1363 and a quarter. December, Kansas City wheat unchanged at 640. March up 3 and a half at 637 and 3 quarters. December Chicago wheat currently up 6 and 3 quarters at 562 and a half. March Chicago wheat up 6 and a quarter at 592. We can now take a look over to crude oil futures followed by some Wall Street trade. Starting off with crude oil currently up by $1.43. Gold down by $10.80. Silver up by about a penny, and gasoline up by also a penny. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index up 193.22, NASDAQ down 38.52, and the S&P 500 down 309. This has been a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Farmers know that having cleaner fields leads to higher yields. So in the 100% exclusive genetics of Asgrow brand soybeans with XtendFlex technology clears out those hard-to-control weeds, you can see the path to the next bushel on every acre, adding to your bottom line. If you're ready to have clean fields and consistent performance, let Asgrow lead the way. See your local Asgrow seed dealer for more information. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the...
The Open Market Report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday, November 30th party line. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Let's see. Let's start off this morning with... Tomorrow, guess what? Basketball starts
for
the Norton Blue Jays. Very exciting. And you know what? You're going to be able to listen to that right here on KQNK. But they're also going to be at home against Hoxie. And so if you can go and watch the game in person, please do that. This is going to be their first game of the season. And they need as much cheering on as they can get live. But, you know, not all of us can go to the game, right? Sometimes there's things come up and you can't, but you don't have to miss it. You can listen to it right here on KQNK, AM and FM. Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen will be calling the game. And this will be Brexton's first game.
His first full game. They did a practice run just to figure out equipment. You know, they didn't have roster and all that, so they didn't do stats or anything. But they did a dry run with a junior high game last week. But this is their first official game.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, we'd like to wish, Sarah Galantine a happy birthday for today.
Sarah Galantine has a birthday today. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Do you have any reminders today?
I want to talk about the angel tree again.
Okay, yeah.
Angel trees are out in the community. If you're wanting to pick an angel off a tree and provide a little bit of something for Christmas for one of the angels, you can pick up your angel at Solutions North Bank, First State Bank, the Heaton Building, and Moffitt Drug.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I want to be Ann Rick's birthday today. And I wanted to beat her husband, Jeff, before he said anything. But everybody go to the First State Bank and wish her a happy birthday today.
And who? Wolf?
Wolf.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I know he hasn't called it in yet, but I beat him anyway, didn't I?
You did.
All right.
Well, thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Jean. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Jody answers you.
Okay, so those are the locations of the angel trees that have the kids on them with the information to get them a little bit of something for Christmas. They're also taking donations. If you'd like to donate grocery items, you can do so at Jamboree Foods, toys at Next Tech, the Chamber Office, Dollar General, and Moffitt Drug. And then they do have canisters for cash donations throughout the community if you'd like to do that as well. They are looking for help. You can sign up at the Chamber Office or call Lindsay Peterson at 785-410-6345.
That's such a cute shirt.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah, just looking at it. That's
I had to ask Jonathan if it matched my pants, and he said yes.
It does. I think it matches perfect.
I like it.
It almost looks like an outfit. Remember in the old days, you used to have, like, what were the gray animals? Where they had little tags.
Yeah, that you knew which ones you could wear.
They couldn't have done better than you did. I think it's adorable.
It is.
Anyway, sorry, I was just staring at your shirt while you were talking.
And we're back to the show.
Eyes up here. Okay.
Oh, squirrel.
All right. Hey, my reminder today is from our Norton Public Library. Today is Thursday, November 30th at 10:15 this morning. You can go to the Norton Public Library for preschool story time. It's where the library staff will be sharing stories, songs, games, and a craft. So you can go join all the fun today at 10:15 at our Norton Public Library for preschool story time. Fun stuff. All right. Hey, we are waiting on your phone calls. If you know anybody, did you have any more? I'm sorry.
That's it.
I should be asked. If you have any more, anyone that's having a birthday today, please give us a call, 785-877-3378, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because at the end of the show, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday, yes.
If you know anybody that's having an anniversary, we're going to draw tomorrow at the end of our show for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., and it's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Please stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today to find that one-of-a-kind gift. And you know what? Gift yourself, because you'll want to when you go in and see all the wonderful items they have. And they also have some very beautiful Christmas decorations. All that and more at Garden Gate, etc. Check them out today right here in Norton on Highway 36. And you can call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109 for all your travel needs. And, you know, it doesn't matter how you want to travel, planes, trains, automobiles, or even a cruise ship. Click Your Heels Travel has you covered. Just call them today at 785-871-4109 for Click Your Heels Travel. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you found anything or lost anything, or you're in search of something, give us a call, 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank the Norton Honor Hunt, the Norton County Treasurer's Office, the Norton Correctional Facility, Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, TNC Kitchen, Jody Taylor Photography, and the Norton Rotary. Thank you all for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you guys that we get to be here, and we really appreciate that. All right, Mandy, I think that you get to go first today.
I will go first. If you're looking for a rewarding career where you're able to make a difference in people's lives, the Norton Correctional Facility is hosting their open house today, starting at 11:30 a.m. and going until 7 p.m. They have job opportunities as correction officers, administration, maintenance, and food service. You can take a tour of the facility to see firsthand what best suits you. Keep in mind, you must be 18 or older to apply. They're holding informational booths to include security, what they do and how shifts work, maintenance, human resources, Aramark, which is their food service, Centurion, which is their medical, unit team, which is counselors, reentry, which are programs helping residents with their releases, etc., Stockton East Unit, which is a minimum unit in Stockton and how they operate. Colby Community College courses and how they interact with residents. RADAC, which is teaching people skills, drug abuse classes, learning techniques of how to deal with challenges, etc. These booths will share information on what they do, how they do it. They'll have handouts, freebies, show and tell type items as well. Again, mentioning they will be holding tours of the facility to give you a better idea of how that works. Officers, counselors, administrative staff, and contract staff will all be available to speak with you and answer any questions. And most importantly of all, if you're impressed and you want to make that change, you want to go and work for Norton Correctional Facility, they will be conducting on-the-spot interviews for potential security officers. So keep that in mind. Again, the open house for the Norton Correctional Facility is today, 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you've ever wondered, today is the day to go and check it out.
Awesome. All right, well, I'm going to talk about TNC Kitchen. You know, like, you like how I always weasel myself into being able to talk about TNC on Thursdays?
I know why you...
It's my favorite day.
It's her favorite day ever.
You know why? Because today is Thursday, and that means the lunch buffet at TNC Kitchen is going to be chicken fried chicken with potato, vegetable, and a roll. One of my very favorites. Now, stop in for dinner tonight for their KC strip or the waffle special. Remember, all of their lunch buffets, Monday through Saturday, come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae, and you never have to miss out at TNC Kitchen. If you don't have time to stop and go in and eat at TNC, that's okay. Call them at 785-877-3511 and get your order to go. Again, today at TNC Kitchen, you can enjoy chicken fried chicken with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Now, I'm going to give you some dates. TNC Kitchen, they're on it. They are really on it. They have some upcoming dates they want everybody to know about. We'll keep reminding you as the time gets closer. December 16th and 17th, they will be closed. December 25th, on Christmas, they'll be closed. On December 30th through January 1st, they'll be having their breakfast buffet. Yummy.
Ooh, something to look forward to.
Don't we love that breakfast
in the new
buffet?
Year.
Yes, ma'am. And on January 1st, they will be closing at 2 p.m. They want to thank everyone for stopping in, and they want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. So you can check out their Facebook page. They have this posted, and so you will be able to keep up with the dates, but we're going to help you with that, too. We'll remind you again as the dates get closer. But the first date you want to know about is December 16th and 17th at TNC Kitchen. They will be closed. The best date is today at TNC Kitchen. Stop in for lunch buffet, chicken fried chicken with potato, vegetable, and a roll.
It's very exciting time of the year. You know, the hunters for the Norton County Honor Hunt have arrived. They came into town yesterday and started their festivities. It's a three-day long event for the Norton County Honor Hunt and our veteran hunters. They started yesterday with arrival and sighting in their guns and shooting range target practice yesterday with a meal to follow. They started out bright and early this morning and hunting began.
Good luck.
Yes, good luck to those hunters, the guides and the hunters alike. Hopefully they have luck tonight or today, and then they'll finish off their day for today with dinner. But one event that is open to the public, as long as you have a ticket, and that's what we're going to talk about right now because there are still tickets available, is getting your ticket to the Norton County Honor Hunt Banquet. You know, this banquet is a yearly thing, and what we discussed yesterday, it is the ninth year that they've been doing this, and they go through a whole process of deciding and choosing their hunters and giving them an opportunity to come at Norton County in Norton County. And they do the banquet and open it up to the public to help raise money to be able to do this every year. So if you haven't already gotten your tickets, you can do so still. They do have tickets available. It's just $25 per person. You go and you can enjoy social hour starting at 6:30. Then there's a catered meal by Main Dish Hometown Catering that'll start at 7:30. And then they'll have a special presentation following and an auction that also gets proceeds for the Norton County Committee as well. You can get tickets by calling 785-664-0818 or 785-871-1983. You can also get tickets from any Norton County community and Norton County Honor Hunt Committee member. You can also stop in at the Norton County Area Chamber of Commerce and get tickets there, or they have tickets at the Norton Eagles. If they don't sell out, but you don't want to risk this. If they don't sell out, they might have some at the door, but I would definitely suggest getting your tickets ahead of time. Again, the number to call, 785-664-8018. Or 785-871-1983. We're going to give our listeners an opportunity one last time to win tickets. They were generous enough to bring us tickets here to give away on the air. So we're going to give away two more tickets. Keep in mind, we ask if you're going to call and try and win the tickets, that you are going to use them. We've had instances in the past where someone won tickets, they didn't use them, and that was two wasted tickets that could have been given to somebody else that might have enjoyed it. So make sure you're going to use the tickets if you try and win them, and we're going to give them away today by asking another trivia question about our Norton County Honor Hunt. This is, again, the ninth year that they're doing this, and, again, they go through the whole process of finding that they're hunters through an application process and everything. But we want to know how much they charge the hunters to be involved in this. We have eight or nine hunters this year. How much does it cost them to come and be a part of the Norton County Honor Hunt? 877-3378 for two tickets to the Norton County Honor Hunt Banquet tomorrow night, Friday. Again, starts at 6:30 with social hour. The dinner is at 7:30, and the first caller with the correct answer.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling to answer the trivia?
Yes.
Okay, and who is this?
Tammy Maddie.
Okay, Tammy, what is your answer?
It doesn't cost them anything.
That is correct, Tammy, yes. That is one of the best things, other than the whole experience, is it does not cost the veterans anything to be a part of this. And so you just won yourself two tickets to the banquet tomorrow night. You can pick those tickets up here at the radio station. We don't put them on the door just because of the cash value of them, so you'll have to come during our regular business hours.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So, yes, it does not cost our veterans anything to be a part of the Norton County Honor Hunt, and that is, again, another reason why it's important to support the Norton County Honor Hunt Committee and what they do by buying tickets to the banquet. There are still available, 785-664-8018, 871-1983 for tickets. And have a little fun, a great dinner, and listen to some great stories from the veterans and presentations.
All right. Hey, Bailey Heating and Cooling wants to remind you that right now is a great time to get that heater maintained and get it ready for the winter season. Just call them at 785-871-1824. Mother Nature's been kind of teasing us a little bit. Cold, warmer. Well, this is your chance right now before the cold hits and stays for a while to call Bailey Heating and Cooling. Have them come out. Do some maintenance on your heater. Make sure it's going to get you through the whole season. And remember, when they're there, you might want to talk to them about updating your unit. And they do have some brands of units available at Bailey Heating and Cooling. Call Bailey Heating and Cooling today at 785-871-1824. And write this down or put it in your phone, because you never know when you're going to have an emergency situation and you want to be ready. 785-871-1824 for Bailey Heating and Cooling.
You are talking about the weather, and it is perfect soup weather. Soup Supper is coming up this Friday. The Norton Rotary Scholarship Fund is hosting their very first of the season Soup Supper at this Friday's home basketball game against Hoxie. They're going to be serving up all-you-can-eat chili, chicken and noodle soup, and cinnamon rolls with side relishes. They're going to start at 4:30 and serve basically until they run out. We say 7 p.m., but we normally run out before 7 p.m., so you want to get there early and get your soup on as early as possible. They'll serve in the stool lobby again. All you can eat, adults are just $8. Children 12 and under are $5, and the profits from the soup supper go to the Norton Rotary Scholarship Fund. You know, they give away at least 3 scholarships per year to graduating Norton County seniors. And so keep that in mind when you're deciding if you want to come and enjoy our soup supper. You're giving your donations towards a scholarship towards a Norton County graduating senior. Again, it is this Friday, December 1st, at the home game, basketball game versus Hoxie, serving chili, chicken and noodle, and cinnamon rolls starting at 4:30 until they run out. And we hope to see you there.
You know, we all like to help people out and give things to people. But one nice thing about this Rotary, the suppers they do like this at the games, is that money stays local for local students, right?
Yes.
Norton County.
Yes.
And so, you know, you're not only getting a delicious meal.
All you can eat, chili and chicken and noodle.
Yes, ma'am. That just sounds so comforting. Not only are you getting a great meal, but you're also helping out a student to better up their lives.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
We love the Rotary. All right. Let's talk about Wiser Realty, because Wiser Realty provides residential, commercial, and agricultural real estate services for the Norton County, Kansas area. And in addition to excellent personal service, the Wiser team will make sure that you find exactly what you're looking for. For more information, you can call Wiser Realty at 785-877-2185, or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs. There's a couple properties we've been highlighting. They include 1105 Nixon Drive and 310 East Washington right here in Norton. At 310 East Washington, this immaculate three-bedroom, three-bath home contains an open living concept. As one enters the home, the entry area possesses a coat closet and flows into the living room with a gas fireplace, a dining room, and on into the spacious kitchen. The beautiful oak cabinetry with ample counter space and pantry makes this a cook's dream with an eat-at island bar, and it's equipped with the new stainless steel Whirlpool refrigerator freezer, along with the KitchenAid gas range and microwave. The master bedroom has a large walk-in closet, and the master bathroom has a jetted tub, as well as a walk-in tub, a vanity, and a linen closet. The second bedroom, full bathroom, utility room, and lots of extra storage completes the main floor. The full basement includes a bedroom with walk-in closet and egress window, three-quarter bathroom, a large family room with a large egress window, an office, an unfinished storage and bonus room, and a furnace room. There's an oversized two-car attached garage, and it has French doors leading off the kitchen area through the breezeway that leads to a heated three-car garage shop area with a half bathroom, and it has alley access. This is truly a must-see property to appreciate at 310 East Washington here in Norton. You can find these properties and others at Wiser Realty. Call them today at 785-877-2185 or stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton.
Get ready to slay, S-L-E-I-G-H, your holiday photos with the Jody Taylor Photography VW Van Christmas Mini Sessions that are going to take place tomorrow afternoon. Imagine a charming vintage van adorned with Christmas greenery and decor, setting the stage for your family's festive photo adventure. In just 15 minutes, you and your family members can capture the spirit of the season in a fun and spirited photo session. Think vintage fun, cozy scarves, and maybe even some twinkle lights, all framed by the unique charm of a decked-out Volkswagen van. These sessions are all about laughter, love, and creating memories that will warm your heart throughout the holidays. And actually, memories last forever. You're not going to regret it. Sessions are 15 minutes and include up to six immediate family members. This excludes multi-generation, so like six immediate family members. She's offering a couple of packages. She has a signature package and an all-inclusive package to be able to book this. This is first come, first serve, and by appointment only. And I checked out this morning the website, which is JodyTaylorPhotography.com. That's where you'll need to go to make your appointment. I went there this morning to see how many slots she has left. She only has three slots left. So it is, again, a first-come, first-serve, and it is by appointment only. There are only three slots left. So you want to go to JodyTaylorPhotography.com. Then once you get there, on the right-hand side, there's a green box that says Christmas Mini Sessions. You'll click on that. It'll bring up the VW Mini Session selection, and you'll be able to go and book your time slot through there. Again, you'll never regret taking pictures, because those are memories that last a lifetime at Jody Taylor Photography Mini VW Christmas Mini Session tomorrow afternoon. Only three slots available to get your reservations in.
All right, I have a reminder from the Norton County Treasurer's Office that the deadline for businesses or individuals whose last names begin with T, U, V, and W is today, November 30th. Remember, when you're renewing your vehicles, you need to include your current proof of insurance for all your vehicles, as they need to verify the VIN number, the policy number, and the current expiration date. And the Treasurer's Office is now required to scan a copy of your insurance at the time of your transaction, so they won't be able to do your transaction without that copy of your insurance. The business hours at the treasurer's office for renewing tags are Mondays through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the treasurer's office is open over the noon hour. The treasurer's office also has a drop box on the west side of the courthouse, and this box can be used to drop off renewals, plate returns, and any other correspondence. Just be sure to include your current contact information with all your documents. The driver's license services at the treasurer's office are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and this includes, but it's not limited to, renewals, replacements, and address changes, although your CDL licenses will still have to be done at a full-service office. All other driver's license transactions are first come, first serve. Today's the day for any business or individual whose last names begin with T-U-V or W to renew their vehicles. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break and hear our livestock auction roundup. And when we come back, Mandy's going to have some history.
It's J&T for Norton Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, with early consignments for today's special calf and yearling sale at 1 o'clock in the breeding stock. Here's 44 older black bred cows. They're bred black. We'll get those cows pregged in mouth before the sale. Probably be solid mouth and older. They're big cows. They'd be the kind you turn out on stocks. In the calves, we're going to sell 750 calves off the cow. All of them have got spring shots. A good number of these consignments have got fall shots in them. Then on to the weaned calves and feeders. Here's 47 black and red steers and heifers. They're September weaned. Spring shots, fall shots, and a fall booster at $600 to $650. Here's 95 black steers and 37 black heifers, weaned in September, spring and fall shots, no implants on the heifers. Here's 120. They'd be 90% black heifers at 8 1/4 to 8.50. 45 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers and bulls at 500 to 1,000. We'd be anticipating the normal run and drop-in weight cows and bulls. The weight cattle sell last. We'll be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Looking ahead, next week we'll have a regular sale on the 7th. On the 14th, we'll have a special stock cow and bred heifer and prayer sale along with our regular sale. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. You know, it's about time that people are going to be getting out in the roads to go visit their relatives for the Christmas season. Well, before you do that, stop in at Kansas Land Tire, have them check your tires. Maybe it's time to replace those tires so you can make sure that you are safe on the road, especially this time of year. And remember, at Kansas Land Tire, they're fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs. You can call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire, our local Goodyear dealer. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, November 30th, 1858, John Landis Mason received a patent for the first pepper shaker with a screw-on cap.
It's one of those things that you know,
you just
don't
take
realize
for granted. Yeah. It has always existed.
That's funny.
In 1875, A.J. Erickson patented the oat crushing machine. 1897, Thomas Edison's own motion picture projector had its first commercial exhibition. 1906, George Parker Bitter, president of the Marine Biological Association, released a glass bottle with a message into the North Sea. The bottle spent 108 years and 38 days at sea before it was found on the shores of Germany in 2015. I'd like to know what that message was.
I would, too. I would like to find something like that.
In 1928, General Mills stock debuted on the New York Stock Exchange. 1954, in Sylacauga, Alabama, Elizabeth Hodges was injured when a meteorite crashed through the roof of her house. The rock weighed 8.5 pounds. In 1956, CBS replayed the program Douglas Edward and the News 3 hours after it was received on the West Coast. It was the world's first broadcast via videotape. 1982, the motion picture Gandhi had its world premiere in New Delhi. 1986, Time magazine published an interview with U.S. President Reagan. In the article, Reagan described fired national security staffer Oliver North as a national hero. In 1993, U.S. President Clinton signed into law the Brady Bill. The bill required a 5-day waiting period for handgun purchases and background checks of prospective buyers. In 1998, the Deutsche Bank AG announced that it would acquire Bankers Trust Corporation for $10.1 billion, creating the world's largest financial institution. And finally, on this day, November 30th, 2001, the first time in its history, McDonald's teamed up with a retail partner on its Happy Meal promotions. Toys R Us provided plush figures from its Animal Alley.
It was so sad when Toys R Us closed down, but I heard that they're going to be on the internet. Toys R Us now. Instead, of, they're not going to have, like...
You know, Jonathan and I just had this conversation yesterday. A lot of retailers are doing the... going to the online or whatever.
Bed Bath
and it's
Beyond.
And it's almost like going back in time where it was mail order catalog only.
It is.
But it's just on the internet.
It is. Yeah, you're right. It's a little faster, but yeah, you're right. I never thought about it that way. All right, today is November 30th. It's National Mississippi Day, National Moose Day. Now,
moose.
I miss moose.
Is moose is and meese? Is it meese since it's geese, or is it just still moose for multiple?
For if you have more than one moose,
uh-huh.
I think it's just still moose.
It's just still moose, even though for more than one goose, it's geese.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, the English language is weird.
Yes, it is. National Moose Day, but this isn't the moose like you know with the horns. This is the moose like the chocolate kind.
Oh, that's even better.
Yes, ma'am. But it just makes me miss Moose, our little moose.
I know.
Yeah.
He's grown up so much.
Oh, I know. He's not our little moose anymore. It's okay. So I wish I'd known this ahead of time. It's Stay Home Because You're Well Day.
Because you're well?
And you know, that makes sense.
Yes.
You know, stay home because you actually feel good and you want to get something done instead of sick and not getting nothing done. Like, I just spent my last 4 days off.
Now, don't be saying to your boss, the girls at KQ&K said I need to stay home. Don't be blaming that on us.
I'll go ahead.
I'm making you take the phone calls.
Okay, don't. If we had caller ID, I'd say go ahead. And today's also Computer Security Day. This is a good day to make sure that all your computer security programs are up and running and where they're supposed to be, especially this time of year. In music, in 1965, the Colorado State Government declared this day to be Rolling Stones Day. Kind of appropriate. 1968, Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People was released. In 1982, Epic Records released the album Thriller by Michael Jackson. 1982, can you believe that? In 1988, LL Cool J performed the first rap concert held in Africa. In sports, in 1971, ABC TV aired Brian's Song. The movie was about Chicago Bears' Brian Piccolo and his friendship with Gale Sayers. That's the first movie that was the first movie I remember crying over way back in the day.
Brian's Song.
Yeah. In 1991, in the first Women's World Cup in soccer, the U.S. team defeated Norway 2-1. And in 1993, the NFL awarded the league's 30th franchise to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Happy birthday to Clay Aiken. Born in 1978, Clay was a runner-up to Ruben Studdard on American Idol 2003. Can you believe it's been that long?
I know, that's weird.
Very weird. I wonder what happened to Ruben. I haven't heard about him. I'll have to look that up. Today is Winston Churchill's birthday, 1874, the Prime Minister of Britain during World War II. Dick Clark was born in the state in 1929, the host of American Bandstand and New Year's Rockin' Eve. Kaley Cuoco was born in 1985. She's Penny on the sitcom The Big Bang Theory. Billy Idol was born in 1955. Billy Idol's old. He's singer of the pop songs Dancing with Myself and White Wedding. Ben Stiller was born in the state in 1965, the star of There's Something About Mary and Zoolander and many other movies. And Mark Twain was born in the state in 1835, the author of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. People that died on this date, George Herbert Walker Bush died in 2018. He was our president from 1989 to 1993. Evel Knievel died on this date in 2007, the motorcyclist who tried to jump the Snake River Canyon. Jim Nabors died in 2017, the actor who was TV's Gomer Pyle. And Paul Walker died on this date in 2013. He was the clean-cut cop from The Fast and the Furious.
Ruben Studdard, his last album was released in 2018, so he's still recording. And he was on Broadway as well, and he's had two or three albums that has been released.
Well, good for
just
him.
FYI.
Yeah, awesome. You're quick.
Quick thumbs. Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Erica Cousins, Parker Hamill, and Leah Harding.
Awesome. And how many we have called in?
We had two called in.
All right. Shake her up. Let's see what happens.
All right, I've got them shaken up, top or bottom?
Top.
So I'm making you Sarah Galantine, and that is, that was number one, and that is Sarah, and...
Congratulations yes. to Sarah. Happy birthday. You just won yourself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have happy birthday going out to Sarah Galantine and Ann Wolf. And just FYI, Jeff sent a message. He wasn't able to call in. So Jeff did send a message and wish Ann, his wife, a happy birthday as well. Just aww. So Gene knows that. And I think I might have gotten that message before Gene called.
Just how about if we just meet him in the middle and say they both were about the same time?
Okay, that okay. works. Happy birthday, Ann.
Happy birthday, Ann. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Norton Honor Hunt, the Norton County Treasurer's Office, the Norton Correctional Facility, Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, TNC Kitchen. Today is Chicken Fried Chicken Day.
It is.
Jody Taylor Photography and the Norton Rotary. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show, and it's all because of you all that we get to be here.
All right. I just want to do another teaser.
Okay.
And actually, we might actually start putting some of our registration boxes out tomorrow just because we want to get them out and start getting registrations for our Countdown to Christmas giveaway at KQNK. Officially, we will have all of the boxes out for registration points at specific sponsor locations to get registered for prizes from each location, and plus we'll have some extra bonus prizes that will be given out in general to all of the lucky registration winners. And so be looking for the Countdown to Christmas boxes at sponsor locations. Again, we might start putting them out tomorrow just so we have enough time to make sure they're all out by Monday. And we will start registering for a couple of weeks. And then the week before Christmas, starting December 18th, we will pick registrations out of the boxes to give away prizes from each location, plus some chamber bucks, and have a lot of fun with our Countdown to Christmas.
Awesome.
And we'll let you know where. You'll see the boxes around, but we'll give you the full list starting on Monday.
Awesome. All right. So if you see the boxes, register.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Awesome. I'm so excited. All right, that does it for today. Mandy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nat.
I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. Remember, it is going to be windy, so be very careful out there. But otherwise, enjoy your day. And don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.